You're listening to the True Bull Podcast.
Oh, yes.
With Goonie and Nemo.
Ooh.
You want to hear it now?
Chit.
You want to hear it live?
Oh,
that's right.
Uh-huh.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Oh, my scream is off a little bit. We're back. We're back, Keto.
Are we, though?
Chit.
It's been a long, long time, tape recorder.
It's a long, long time ago.
Like.
Oh, dude. Welcome to episode...
Wicklem.
315. Of the True Bull Virtual Cast of Goonie and Nemo.
All right.
Brought to you by House of Hughes, J&T Mechanical, Redline Guns, House of Hughes. I did say House of Hughes already. So,
yeah,
First Dude Lawn Care.
And First Dude.
Yes, First Dude. Not the second dude.
First Dude.
And recorded live at the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios here in Green, Texas. Sprawling Green, Texas. What?
There is so much crap in this studio.
Wow.
And
that's not even counting us.
Right now, we're only like 4 square feet. Goonie is touching my foot right now. That's how close we are in this studio.
You want to see 4 square inches?
No, we're doing an entire redo. We actually, in this house, have two more rooms. One is a game room, and the other one is now going to be the MPR, which is a multi-purpose room.
Wow.
But
multi-purpose room? You've got abbreviations for your house? The
okay.
MPR?
Yep.
Why was there two letters on the restroom that said MS?
Other one says caca.
In case you got yourself a match.
All right.
Somebody left an upper decker here last time.
The upper decker room.
Man, I tell you what, it's been so long that I even forgot how to
go to the restroom.
Yeah. Without
a tape recorder, look, we're just going to stop all the comedy right now. Everybody take a breather.
Okay.
Rest.
Right.
All the funny stuff
we've
already said. So now we're going to get to the meat of the show.
Okay, so back to my 4 square inches. Okay, so 4 square inches of throbbing terror.
No.
What?
No.
Come on. So anyway, not a lot going on in the last 4 weeks. That's why we haven't been able to do the podcast.
We have been so busy doing nothing.
So freaking busy doing nothing. So busy.
I did
so
catch
much nothing.
Ammonia, though.
He also did catch crabs. And so
right now I'm suffering a cough right now and some kind of lung infection. What is that?
Yeah, you told me earlier a lung infection?
Yeah, I got ammonia.
How do you get a lung infection?
Well, you take these two crabs.
Wow.
And then you start dancing with them together.
Oh, I think it happened when you went into the water that one time.
That's
I think I know
I
what
got
you got.
Crabs.
Aqualung, my friend.
Hey,
Jethro, tell on this. So anyway, actually, a lot did happen since last we spoke. There's been a lot of work, a lot of gigs. We've been doing some writing. We've been trying to get going. Oh, my goodness. Super Granny is so upset with us now because I don't even think she's going to show up today. She's so mad that we haven't gotten to her new series.
Well, I'm hoping maybe we left her in Brussels because we were in Belgium for a little bit.
Wow. That was fun.
That was a great time.
I enjoyed their sprouts.
Great time.
Yeah, then we went to, we got some hashish over in Denmark.
Yep.
I think it was Dan Marquez.
Those silly Danes.
Wow. Silly. I love their Danishes.
It was good.
Great. There were some great ones. There were some
their
great
blue
ones.
Moon is fresh over
in
Belgium.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and the moon is always blue there, so they just call it moon.
So
they
go and get yourself. Now, you know, Brussels, thank you so much for your hospitality.
And for listening.
Thank you. Thank you so very
good.
Much.
It so
was a
good.
Great time.
I think it was Sven.
We'll see you soon again.
Sven, thank you. Or no,
sooner
was it
than later.
Inga.
Yeah.
Ingata de Vita now she does.
Nine.
I'll tell you what. Whoa. But anyway, this coming Sunday, it's going to be a great Sunday. It's not only Father's Day. But
say hello to your father.
Yeah, friend. Yeah, exactly. We're also going to have the UFL championship game in St. Louis.
Why is it going to be in St. Louis?
Because before the season, they decided that the championship game was going to be played there.
Can't be true.
It almost was going to be a home game for St. Louis Battlehawks because they were playing in the championship for the XFL against the San Antonio Brahmas.
Yeah.
But the Brahmas and Wade Phillips had their own ideas on how that was going to turn out. So we beat them 25-15.
22 or 25?
25.
All right.
10-point ask rump roasting.
All right.
And
I must have fallen asleep because I had ammonia.
Yes, took care of the water chickens or Seahawks or sea battle hawks. I don't know. I call them the water chickens. But we pretty much took care of them, handled them. So now we get to play another team, the USFL champion, Birmingham Stallions.
The Birmingham
Birmingham Stallions. Yeah, so
We're going to win them, though. We're going to win them, right?
They haven't lost but one game in the last, like, 21, 22 weeks.
22 years?
And you know
That's amazing.
You know the only team to beat them in that span?
Well, it's only going to take 30 minutes.
It's the SA Brahmas.
Okay.
So Brahma said knock you out.
All right.
So we're going to take care of the water chickens. Oh, we already took the water chickens. Now we're going to take care of the stallions, but we're going to do it in the battled water chickens' own stadium.
As only the Bromo sapiens can do.
Yes, that's right.
Rah.
Long, long time ago.
We already sang that one.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder.
Whoa.
We have been playing
a lot.
City after city, town after town.
We even played Conway. We played Conway City.
Oh, yeah. We've been conquering.
Bro.
All of the music and bands that want to play the stuff that we play, but Virtual Country
is better.
Oh, they're untouchable.
They're good. They're good. People don't like to touch us.
Yep.
10-foot pole.
Especially that one guy.
That one guy. Ooh. So we played in Burney. We went out to New Braunfels, over to Seguin. We've played everywhere. Even in San Antonio, we finally played in San Antonio. It was great.
Yeah, well, what do you do? San Antonio's okay.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, we're looking forward to playing in some new places, working with some agents who said they want to get us to new
places.
Very
cool.
Good thing is,
we're going to hold them to it. That's why.
Over the last month since we've started, since we've last spoken, we've nailed down three new private parties.
Three new albums.
Three new albums.
Oh, but this just in, late breaking. Listen to this tape recorder. 1604 still sucks.
Yes.
All right. Let's continue.
Can we do some sports?
Let's do some sports.
Okay.
Stop playing. That's making me gassy.
So I was watching, let's do an episode of Serial Killers. Can we do that?
No.
We haven't done that in forever.
Yeah, I know. There's a reason.
If y'all remember, Serial Killers was our segment where we talk about serial shows that we watch streaming that help us kill time. Yeah. So I was watching, it's called The Golden Touch or something like that. The guy who does, he buys memorabilia from sports memorabilia, movies, just, you know, anything that you could put value on.
Oh, I know. Wait, I know.
Basketball cards.
Intermission. Hold on. Oh.
Awesome.
I'll be right back.
Okay. So take care of that fall.
Yes.
I think you crushed your nuts.
Please hold. I'll be right back. Please, I'll be right back.
Oh my.
Okay. I'm bet.
Water chickens. It's St. Louis. St. Louis battle
I'm
chickens.
Better.
Water chickens.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. Okay. So you were saying.
What was I saying? So anyway, Serial Killers. Serial Killers. So I was watching that show. It's I forget the guy's name. His last name is Golden. But he buys memorabilia and he auctions it off. This season they have like a Honus Wagner card. But it's like in the best one they had ever been able to find was a level 2. And this one got graded as a level 5. So they're expecting this thing to go for between $20 and $25 million at auction.
And who has this? Homeless Wagner?
Honus Wagner. He's one of the greatest baseball players. And what makes this one valuable, on top of the fact that it's in great, pristine condition.
But he used it as his own roof. He was so homeless.
No. Honus, not homeless.
Honus Wagner.
Right.
Maybe he can buy himself a house when he sells his card.
Back in the 20s when this card was created, it was sold in a cigar box with the whole season, all the players in it. But Honus Wagner was so against smoking and saw himself as a role model for children that he didn't want anything to do with that cigar box company putting out his card. So he had them remove his card from thousands and thousands and thousands of boxes. Turns out a few of them got through, and that's why these things are such collector's items. So,
and that's because a lot of homeless people are using those cigar boxes as homes now. So thank you to Homeless Wagner. I love this guy already.
Yeah,
he's a role model.
So that was my portion, my segment of Serial Killers.
Okay, so let's get back to Homeless Wagner.
Okay, so let's try this drink here. This is the Twisted Tea. They've got several flavors. There's a peach. There's a regular iced tea. There's a half and half.
What are you drinking right now?
I'm going both ways. I got the half and half. It's kind of like an Arnold Palmer with sweet tea and lemonade. But earlier I tried the Rocket, Red Rocket.
Rocket Pop?
Rocket Pop. All right. Wasn't Red Rocket. It didn't taste like pink lipstick.
No, it actually tasted like brake fluid. But, you know, being an influencer, we have to be positive.
Yeah,
I'm positive it tasted like lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could probably cook something with this.
Mm-hmm.
Probably your innards. It would probably just finish off your liver or whatever the hell you got to collapse lung.
I have ammonia.
Iron lung, my friend. So, could put it in your end.
But I'll be back to work in no time.
Let's hope so.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Or is it in no time? Will I be at work?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Late breaking news. Breaking news. Come on. Don't break your hip. Don't break your hip.
Tape recorder. I am. Okay. That's enough. I am retiring from the fire department after 27 years. I don't know. In 4 months and 16 hours, I am going. The first thing I'm going to do is get Goonie some recorder lessons.
Hey, you know what?
And then I'm going to leave. I'm going to call it quits on music. I'm going to be calling it quits on a lot of things. Tape recorder, this is going to be a whole new chapter or at least a whole new page or something. You know.
Wow.
But I'd like to thank everybody. If I don't get a chance to give everybody a handshake and personally talk to each and every one of the people in the past 27 years have made an indelible mark in my life.
Can you give several of them a hand job?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I might go stop off, grab some sandwiches and stuff. Everybody come to the house and we'll go flannan. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, everybody, chiefs, lieutenants, everybody. You know who you are, and I'm going to find you.
I don't think they know who they are.
And I don't even think you know who you are. I'm going to give you a bear hug.
And bear ass.
And probably get you a bear claw.
Bear ass.
But, it's been bittersweet, more bitter than sweet.
Right now.
It's kind of sweet, but it's pushing toward the bitter side.
Pushing up daisies,
so I'm not being bitter. I'm just being sweet and talking to all my firefighter friends out there. Some who I like and a lot of them who just don't like, they don't like black olives.
Mm. What's wrong with her?
Those are the only friends that I have, or the black olive guy friends.
Wow. Yeah, Olive Hue.
But back to me, I'd still like to thank some of the people in the fire department
for talking
to me.
You know what people don't do in their speeches, and thank you for this.
You know what?
I don't
even want to thank anybody.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm changing everything. The script, throw the script away.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm leaving as of August 31st. You know what? Your mama.
Yeah.
And for everybody out there
instead of
wants to say have a retirement, but
right,
your mama.
Right.
Okay.
Instead of all the people you want to thank, how about the people you don't want to thank?
Okay. Let's start with mama.
Okay. So anyway, no thanks to Na for getting you through all these years. It's I can see a lot of the bitter part of the bittersweet. Most people wait until they actually retire before they give their retirement speech.
I guess I better go now.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I mean,
I got no choice.
I know, I got no friends. For most of your 27 years, they have called you retard. They pronounce it a little different, but we'll leave it
this,
at that.
This, Greg Goonie, in no way dissolves our relationship with our sponsors. As a matter of fact, they need to bring more money. They need to come strong or don't come at all.
I think they haven't been coming at all. That's the problem.
So that's why
we had to go to Brussels to see if we could work out some other sponsorship details.
Okay, but let's go look for sponsors.
It's coming.
Look for sponsors now, tape recorder.
Yes. We'll be on the lookout for sponsors. So if anybody would like to sponsor us, we will drink your beer if you give us enough money. Or if you give us enough
we'll
beer.
We'll even trim your beards.
We will trim your beard if you give us beer.
All right.
speaking of three beards.
Okay.
So the UFL Championship this coming Sunday with the XFL Brahmas and the Birmingham Stallions. That's going to be one heck of a fight. Birmingham came in with an 18-game winning streak last time. Brahmas took care of them with their defense. And their defense looks stout. Wade Phillips, he's a defensive guru. He He's going to take them to the championship, bro. A team that they decided was going to be last in the league with the worst odds to get the championship.
Yeah, he's a defensive guy already.
Yes, he was
tried to talk to him and say, hey, whoa.
He was very offensive.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, but anyway.
And that other guy, the Master of Ceremonies this Sunday for Father's Day.
Rock?
No, Homeless Wagner.
Yes.
I can't wait to see this America. Guy.
Okay, so that got me thinking. You know, Sunday's going to be a great day. But, you know, for me, Saturday is really where it's at because I'll be in Aggieland in College Station, Kyle Field.
Is this truth or bull?
This is true.
Oh, really?
Me and my daughter are going to be seeing George Strait and Parker McCollum and Katie Offerman at Aggieland. They're going to fit about 107,000 people in there. They're going to set a world record for the largest outdoor concert in history. So I'll be one of those 107,000 people. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a good time.
I heard Homeless Wagner's going to be out there signing autographs.
That's right. That's
and
right.
giving out some of them hopeless swagger boxes too.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. You know, I mean, how do you go on from that?
You catch ammonia.
You know what, Hito? I'm going to kick you in the knee. Shit. I'm going to kick you in the kidney, in the adult knee, and then I'm going to kick you in the middle knee, the canica. So I'm going to get you all over the place, and I'm just a little bit upset. I'm a little bit pissed.
What are you going to do? Call my parents? I would kick you in the Levi's if you were wearing pants.
Oh, yes. You know what? Mine are bigger than yours, Hito. So you just cállate el hocico, Hito, de la verga, güey. So anyways, there I was, bare-assed in Brooklyn.
Yeah, trying to come up with a story.
I was trying to come up with something.
New
because
episode.
Y'all haven't come up with anything except excuses. Y'all are good at something.
Que te lo sico,
pinche
grandma.
Maricón puto. Did you tell me, cállate?
Sam?
Did you tell me, cállate, Timmy?
We have to go.
You know, you think you're a fireman now? They called me the fireman. Now I'm not.
What part,
I thought
of,
I was
what
cool,
part of later when your legs are straighter do you not understand?
I thought I was a man who could put out a fire, but I can't because I'm retarded.
We
I mean,
are
retired.
Already over
I'm
that.
Retired.
We're over that, Grandma. Let's get to the next portion.
You know
portion.
What? I don't think you ever got over anything. You haven't gotten over that little slip disc you have in the back, and then you have your hurt feelings and your bruised ego. Oh, Timmy, did it hurt? You want me to massage you? Here, take that. Take that. And you take that, too. And that a pinche le puto. Okay, anyways. So there I was, bare-assed in Brooklyn. Timmy, get up. Get up, Timmy. Get up. Get up. You're all right. You're all right. You'll be all right. Hey, Blister, give him some of that ripple that you brought or that we stole out of the cupboard when we came in.
To all of you who are still listening, we appreciate every second that you watch and listen to this podcast.
No, we don't appreciate nothing. I just told you. I'll just, you know what? If you're not going to put another episode of Super Granny, I'm going to pull all my other episodes.
Whoa,
those are the only ones that people listen to anyway. But till next time, hopefully on 316, they'll get it right and actually come up with a script or something. Until next time, you're listening to episode 315 of the True Bold Virtual Cast. Thank you. That's it. I don't care. Screw the sponsors. Putos.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Chinky putos.